only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way the only way they know how.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, I'm here at the Freedom Network, and we are regularly scheduled guests didn't show up, so it's just going to be you and me. You have something you'd like to talk about? Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But let me explain to you a little bit about what's going on in Europe. Basically, you have a number of countries over there, specifically the countries in the southern part of Europe, where so-called pigs nations are certainly Portugal, Ireland, Greece, Spain, Italy. And these countries basically have been spending far beyond their ability ever to pay it back. Now, of course, they've been living then by borrowing money. And you and I can live very well borrowing money. Trouble is what happens when we have to pay back the money we borrowed. Well, Greece has certainly borrowed the money in form of bonds. They issue bonds with a promise to pay the bonds back. The bonds come due. Greece doesn't have any money. What do they do? They've got a tremendous number of bonds coming due in the next a few months, and there's just no money there. There's no possible way they can raise the money, Chris. What we're doing here in the United States is we've got a tremendous bonded indebtedness, so we just simply borrow money from ourselves. The Federal Reserve prints the money, and we borrow the money to pay off the bonded indebtedness. We can't do that because, of course, Greece doesn't have the ability to print money, being part of the euro. So what they're doing to the bondholders, they're saying, why, we'll pay you 27 cents on the dollar, and you can take it or leave it. If you don't take the 27 cents we're going to offer you, we're not going to pay back your bonds. Well, the whole financial system of the world is built upon trust. You borrow money, you pay it back. And if Greece defaults, it threatens the stability of the entire world monetary system. Well, we have a caller, or maybe perhaps we have our regular guest. Who's on the line there?
Hello, Dr. Stan. This is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. How are you doing? Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. I've been listening to you for some time, and I have heard you say that this idea of going to war with Iran goes back as far as 1953. So that's quite a ways there.
For a very, very long time.
But my question becomes, obviously there's an agenda, there's a point to all this. What is the point of going to war with Iran? And I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks.
The point of view of the elite, I believe that this war is going to be used to already collapse our economy. The last wars actually against Afghanistan and Iraq have actually cost about $3 trillion. Where did the money come from? We simply borrowed it. And basically, of course, the elite run the world want to lower the living standards in the United States and raise the living standards in other countries. So they are going to collapse our economy. And basically, this whole idea of equality of income between nations comes from the Earth Charter. And you can read the Earth Charter on the Internet, or it's in our Sustainable Development Syllabus, or we can send you a copy. But the whole idea on point 10A, they talk about, and remember, this is the master plan. It goes right along with Agenda 21. Agenda 21, Global Biodiversity Report, and the Earth Charter is the master plan for the world. Point 10A of the Earth Charter, they talk about equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. Now, how do you think we get equitable distribution of wealth between nations? Why we lower living standards in the United States and raise them elsewhere? I believe from the elite's point of view, this will allow them to expand their control over the lives of the people. You know, because after all, we're fighting for our very existence. But they really want to lower the living standards here and impoverish the people. Now, there is another agenda behind that. And I believe there is a spiritual agenda. And I believe that this war is leading up to the great wars described in the scriptures. But from the point of view of the elite, they're not looking at that from that point of view. But, I mean, that is ultimately, everything is being guided by God's plans. When you understand that, it makes sense. But from the elite's point of view, this will allow them to expand their control over our lives and lower our living standards here. We're in real trouble. I mean, our whole financial system is on the verge of collapse. And the last thing we need is another senseless war. And yet, they've been planning this. There are obviously manipulating us into this war, and I'm not sure when it's coming. They may put it off until the end of this year, just before the elections, or next year, but obviously they are planning on a war with Iran. Does that answer your question? We seem to have lost our caller. But the biggest thing is, of course, we can look at things from a logical point of view. We can try to second-guess the elite. We know what their plan is laid out in Agenda 21, the Earth Charter, the Global Biodiversity Assessment. But behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. And I do believe God has a plan, and we're being projected into this senseless war. And I really do fear that there is going to be terrible consequences, because I believe there will be a nuclear component to this war, whether our leaders want it or not. Well, I think they probably do, because they actually transferred the technology for nuclear weapons to Pakistan, and that's a Sybil Edmonds story. And if you haven't read it, you can read it at my website by simply going to your search engine and typing in Radio Liberty Sybil Edmonds, S-I-B-E-L, Edmonds. And you could read a story that's known everywhere in the world but the United States. Because the last thing they want is for the American people to know that we have actually transferred the nuclear technology to Pakistan. A number, 877-254, 877-254-254.
Beth Messiah's Passover celebration will be celebrated Friday evening, April the 6th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue in North Glen, Colorado. Your Passover entree this year is your choice of delicious lamb or turkey.
So make your Passover plans and invite your friends and family. There will be tables at 10 available, so just tell Sharon when you make your reservation. Adult tickets are $32, children 10 to 12, $15, and children 6 to 9, $13. Children under 5 are free. Call 1-800-205-6245 to make your Passover reservations now, or mail your check made payable to Beth Messiah Congregation to P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Mark it, attention, Sharon. Remember, the deadline is March the 23rd, so make your reservations early, and we'll see you at Passover 2012.
Business owners, pay attention. Get 3 months free radio advertising for your business on 1360 AM The Lion. That's right, 3 months free with your purchase of a minimum commercial package. Make this year the year of more income, more customers, and more effective advertising. Customers won't know you're open for business if you don't tell them. If you want to increase the success and profitability of your business, you know it depends on your ability to attract and retain a steady stream of customers. Call me now, Danny Golden, Promotions and Sales Director, at 303-257-7576, and let's watch your sales soar. So if you're not as busy as you want to be, call me now at 303-257-7576. For details on this limited free 3 month offer. It's the most affordable way to build your business with tax deductible radio advertising. That's Danny at 303-257-7576 or 1360 AM advertising at hotmail.com.
Well, have a place to comment. And we have a caller who's calling in. Go ahead.
Hello, Dr. Stan. This is James in Fort Collins.
Hey, good to have you with us. I have a question or comment?
A couple of comments that you could use for your listener that was wondering why the United States war machine would want to go to war with Iran. Here's a couple of points. One point being, it would empower Saudi Arabia very much. They're the Wahhabists, and they're their own sect, and they don't have the manpower to confront Iran militarily straightforward. But to check the balance of power in the region, United States or Israel would be used to attack Iran, and that will empower the Saudis. And another thing people don't realize is the strategic importance of the area. The Straits of Hormuz, obviously. Iran is pretty much on the tip of that horn there. And if you look at the countries that the United States has invaded in the last 12 years, Afghanistan and Iraq are the two countries that border and surround. We basically have them boxed in, and they don't like that very much. And people also have to remember the natural resources over there, which is oil. The third largest supply of oil in that area is Iran. And, you know, the military-industrial complex has always had their eyes on that, and people also have to remember the only reason they have a nuclear program in Iran is because European countries like Germany and the United States itself have provided technology and materials, even though there's embargoes and even though there's bans on doing so. And plus, we've been educating their people for years. They've been coming to our country, getting educations, becoming engineers, and going back to become nuclear engineers. And, you know, people have to realize it's going to impoverish the United States, but it's going to make the wealthy people of the world wealthier to attack a nation like Iran.
All very, very valid points. I do believe there's also a spiritual implication. Perhaps the war described in Ezekiel 38 and 39. But from a geopolitical point of view, all of your points are well made. Anything else you'd like to say?
I do have one point for you. You were talking about fluoride the other day, and people have to remember they've known the qualities of fluoride to be an anesthesia and a mind-numbing agent since the early 17th century. There was a mental asylum called Bedlam, and people can read up about Bedlam and other mental asylums in Europe during that period of time, and they used to give mental patients that were uncontrollable and violent high doses of fluoride, and the fluoride would basically turn these people into zombies and put them in catatonic states. So when you add that to a water system, you're basically you're basically anesthetically numbing people on a mass scale. So people should also realize stuff like that.
Anesthetizing a whole population, and I think you're right. This has a profound impact on the function of the mind. In fact, one of the largest selling psychotropic drugs in America is Prozac. And what is the active ingredient in Prozac? Why, it's fluoride. Just look it up and you'll find that fluoride is the predominant, one of the major active ingredients in Prozac. So, yeah, they're poisonous. Of course, it also is very good as far as limiting pregnancy, limiting fertility. It lowers the intelligence. It produces osteoporosis. So elderly women, when they fall, break their hips and so often will die afterwards. And are there any too many elderly women around? And suddenly it destroys thyroid function, and thyroid function is necessary for proper function of the heart and other organs. It disrupts the endocrine system. It's carcinogenic. They know all of these things.
And that's sure they do. It's a big, we're a big petri dish. and the only one of the main causes, I did a big research into, people used to give me information when Fort Collins was fighting the fluoride added to their water. And I compiled a pile a foot and a half high of information. And one of the repeating things I saw was that sodium fluoride is directly linked to the only cause of bone cancer. I mean, there can be other causes, but the main cause is sodium fluoride. But I want to shift gears on you just a second, and I'll let you go with this. I know you watch 60 Minutes quite a bit. And back in the 80s, back in 1984, 1985, and then they did a follow-up story in 1991 and 92. Two Air Force retired pilots that worked for the CIA at Langley came forward, and it was a major and it was a colonel. And I don't know if anybody can find out this information, because they seem to bury this stuff. 60 Minutes ran a DU on depleted uranium, and you can't find that episode anywhere. They pulled it. But I don't know if your listeners can find this. These two Air Force pilots were retired, and they were working for the CIA, and they came forward about the spraying of the chemtrails. And they came forward with their information, and it was at the time when they still flew 707s and 737s, because it was the mid-80s. And according to their story on 60 Minutes, they said that they were taking all the seats out of these planes and converting them to tankers, and that they were flying out of Langley, and they were spraying the country. And after they ran the story, they followed up the story years later, like I said, in the early mid-90s, and they said that they stopped operations at Langley, they moved them to Miami, or they moved them to Florida, and they also flew out of Texas, and they still do fly out of Florida and Texas. And these people came forward with these stories, and I don't know if anybody can ever find these stories. The depleted uranium story that 60 Minutes ran had a Madeleine Albright soundbite where they asked for about 500,000 dead Iraqi children a year because of the embargo and depleted uranium after effects from the war. And she said she thought that was a good thing. And they pulled that depleted uranium episode from CBS, and you can never find that episode ever again anywhere. The government pulled it, and they had documents making it illegal for CBS to ever air that or give it out publicly. So I don't know if you or your listeners could ever find those 60 Minutes, the ones on the aerial spraying, because there was an Air Force colonel and an Air Force major that were retired that came forward with that info. But I figured I'd leave you with that, Dr. Stan. I want to listen. I love you. God bless you.
Thanks so much for calling. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Yes, they are really spraying. I've actually seen and touched the gelatinous material that fell out of the sky here in Santa Cruz. In fact, I had lunch on Saturday with a friend who also told me that he had seen this and actually had specimens of this for a time. Didn't keep it around, didn't know whether it might be infectious, disposed of it, but he had seen it at the same time. So there's no question that they are spraying. They're contaminating our air. They're contaminating our water through the addition of fluoride and of course, the aluminum from the spraying and the barium and the strontium get into the water and we consume it. And then they're contaminating our food and they're poisoning the American people. And this is why cancer's on the increase. And, oh, we have another caller. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. Who do we have calling in?
Hey, Dr. Stan, it's Devin. I called in last week when you had Cass Ingram on. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. I had a question. I saw a map. It's actually a map of the United States, and they say it is regarding Agenda 21, and it's a bunch of different colors, and the red portion of it is supposed to be where, you know, they're not going to allow any humans to live, and the little black specks are supposed to be any city over 10,000 people. And I showed it to my girlfriend recently. She said, that can't be real. That's not, you know, where's the source of that? And I was unable to find any source of it. So I just wanted to see if you had seen the same map and if you knew if that was actually attributed to the United Nations itself.
Yes, so that map was originally circulated by Dr. Michael Kaufman, C-O-F-F-M-A-N, and a frequent guest on our program. We should have him on again. And he was able to get this when they were debating the Sustainable Development Treaty in the Senate. And he actually showed that map to the Senate, and they were able to defeat that. And that actually came from official United Nations sources. And it's the idea that we're going to wild large parts of the country, and they've become wild lands, and people just won't be allowed there. And that's about 50% of the land. Another 25% will be transitional, and 25% for where the people will live. But that's really the plan. Get your friend to read Agenda 21. And if you can't get it off the internet, or from the United Nations, we do carry it. We have to charge for it. But you can probably get the thing either from the internet or you might probably get it from freedomadvocates.org. freedomadvocates.org, that's Michael Shaw's website.
All right, well, thanks for the info. I'll definitely check that out. Try to find that.
There really are diabolical people. Ask your girlfriend why they have introduced wolves and mountain lions into populated areas and why it's illegal to kill them when they're in those areas. I ask her why, Sydney, they are, Sydney, doing everything they can to get people out of the outlying areas. Ask Sydney why it is that they are trying to build the housing developments next to rail lines. And they've done that here in Santa Cruz, building the housing development next to rail lines. And the whole idea is to get us out of our cars. They really want to get us out of our cars onto bicycles. I mean, why in the world do they want to get us away from, gasoline-driven cars, which are really fairly safe and efficient and economical to operate, and get us into electric cars, which are much more expensive in the long run? Because then why are they raising the cost of electricity all the time? And why do they want to put smart meters and smart appliances and establish the smart grid and smart growth all across America? But get her to read Agenda 21. It's a master plan, a diabolical plan to destroy freedom in America.
I hear you. Yeah, I'm trying to wake her up, but, you know, it's a process, so.
Well, I mean, don't be critical of her. It is so difficult and hard for people to believe We don't want to believe this sort of thing. But ask her if she's ever heard of Agenda 21. Get her to get the material off of Michael's website. He's got some great information on Agenda 21 and sustainable development. And in fact, he's got the finest equipment, finest material in the world. This is not imaginary. This is a true living nightmare. In bright technicolor colors, but it's going to be used to destroy humanity, and they really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. Simply show her pictures of the Georgia Guidestones or try to get her to go there. And understand, here is a monument built by a secret society that calls for maintaining humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature. How could it be there advocating genocide and she's never heard of it?
Right.
Well,
it is pretty crazy, but, well, thanks for your answer, and keep fighting the fight.
God bless. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. It's open lines. Give us a call. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Shiny steel makes any pickup truck look good in the showroom. But a pickup's true metal is tested on the job. And that's where Ram is unbending. With available legendary Hemi V8 and Cummins diesel engines and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty that beats Ford F-150 by 40,000 miles. Come test our metal and see what Ram light-duty and heavy-duty pickups are made of. Now at Ram Truck Month.
Stop by your local Ram dealer and get $7,200 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include combined cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Offer ends 229. Cummins is a registered trademark of Cummins, Inc. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Beth Messiah's Passover celebration will be celebrated Friday evening, April the 6th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue in North Glen, Colorado. Your Passover entree this year is your choice of delicious lamb or turkey. So make your Passover plans and invite your friends and family. There will be tables of 10 available, so just tell Sharon when you make your reservation. Adult tickets are $32, children 10 to 12, $15, and children 6 to 9, $13. Children under 5 are free. Call 1-800-205-6245 to make your Passover reservations now, or mail your check made payable to Beth Messiah Congregation to P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Mark it, attention, Sharon. Remember, the deadline is March the 23rd, so make your reservations early, and we'll see you at Passover 2012.
Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Yes, not here, so give us a call at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Looking forward to hearing from you, but it's so hard for people to believe that they're actually poisoning the water, that they're actually poisoning our food, that they're actually poisoning our air with their spraying. But all of these things are taking place. How are they poisoning the food? Well, basically, of course, are they putting aspartame into it, which was developed as a type of chemical poison, but they found it was sweet, so FDA fought for years, 16 years, to keep it out of the food, but eventually, thanks to Donald Rumsfeld, who was CEO of Sears, who was on the transition team when they placed Reagan into the White House. Why, of course, they appointed one of Cyril's, Rumsfeld's assistants, or one of his men, to head the FDA, and he immediately authorized the introduction of aspartame into the food chain. And once it was there, there was no way to get it out, and it's been poisoning the public ever since then. But then, of course, there's the bisphenols that they have in our cans that feminize our men and lead to estrogen excess in women and breast carcinoma. And we go right down the line, but we have a caller on the line, so who's calling in?
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Rose calling from the Denver metro area.
Hi, Rose. What do you have for us this morning?
Good morning. Yes, I just wanted to tell your listeners about something, and goes right along the lines of what you were talking about in health. And, of course, many people have heard of Kevin Trudeau, who wrote a national bestseller and many others, Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About, and many other books. Made people aware of the health and all the different health remedies that are available out there, that people don't have to go to the doctors. Made people aware of a lot of different things about natural remedies and cures for illnesses. And I have joined a group, and I would like to tell people about it. It's called a Global Information Network. And it's a group of like-minded people that get information on things like that, as far as natural remedies, cures, information, obviously information they don't want you to know about. So your listeners can go to the website, and they need an invitation code. They can even join for free, but the website is globalinformationnetwork.com. So www.globalinformationnetwork.com, and they can use the invitation code GETINTOGIN, get into and then G-I-N, Global Information Network. So they can check it out and find out what information is available. We have many meetings here in the Denver local area. We have speakers that come in and talk about health and natural cures and things like that, and they get to be around people that are like-minded, and this is actually global. It's all over the world. There's a number of countries.
Well, have you checked? I mean, is the information they're putting out accurate?
Absolutely. He talks about things about what's really happening in the governments, how information is controlled. Everybody seems to be really knowledgeable about, different modalities as far as healing and it's just a world of information. Everything I found to be accurate, and I've been learning about these things for probably about going on 20 years. So everything I've seen that they put out is very accurate. There's just tons of information on the website, and people can join even for free. Just by going to the website and getting the invitation code, get into GIN.
Well, I think it's so vitally important that people understand that there is a wealth of information out there on health. And certainly the average doctor really doesn't know. It's not that he doesn't care. It's not that he would harm his patients, because they wouldn't. Medicine is a great and noble profession. It's simply it's been taken over at the top, and there's a great deal of misinformation the doctors have gotten, and whether it be, you know, the statin drugs or the use of psychotropic drugs. I mean, Ritalin and Prozac and Luvoxin, all of these things are a disaster. They do far more harm than good, and they actually create, homicidal and suicidal tendencies, and people on them, a much larger number of them, of course, actually commit suicide than the general population. And certainly, you go into the background of what happened in Columbine, why certainly Eric Harris was on Prozac, and probably the other boy was as well. And that, of course, has all been covered up, and anybody who's tried to bring it out has gotten into real problems. And certainly, people are deficient in magnesium and iodine and selenium and so many of the minerals that we need. Certainly, the old-time doctors used to give their patients a vitamin B12 shot. And, older people did very well. And they, then, of course, the medical profession attacked the doctors who did that, saying it wasn't scientific. And so doctors quit giving B12, and we saw this marked increase in Alzheimer's disease. Only recently have studies actually shown that if you measure the brains and look at them with the PET scans, of those who get their B12 shots or take sublingual B12 and compare it with those who don't, those with B12 do far better and far less in the way of Alzheimer's disease. And yet they criticize the doctors who did what was right for their patients. So you're absolutely right. There's so much people need to know about diet and exercise. But of course, one of the biggest dangers are the medicines dispensed by the doctors. Go right ahead.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, I just want to thank you again for the work you do, and I'll just give out the website, if that's okay, one more time.
Sure, go ahead.
It's www.globalinformationnetwork.com. GIN is G-I-N. That's short for Global Information Network, but in the invitation code that they would need to join is get into GIN, get G-E-T into I-N-T-O, G-I-N, GIN.
Well, how is this organization financed, and who's
financed? You know, it's financed through memberships. People can become affiliates for free, but generally most folks pay a membership fee, and for that they get tons of information. There's a whole world of information in the back office, as well as free events that happen all over the world. Information such as asset protection, investments, offshore investment strategies, all kinds of things.
Hold that thought. We'll be back on the phone. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis.
Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and is our guest still here? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you were talking about some of the member benefits and what people get for the membership. First of all, there are many, many meetings all over the world being held, some of them in Denver. I know a lot of your audience is here locally. As a matter of fact, we have an amazing speaker coming in May that's going to be talking. He's a chiropractor, natural health practitioner, going to be speaking. Those events are held and free for members. Also, a lot of the membership benefits are things that, such as information on financial independence, emotional well-being, wealth creation, dynamic health, investing, asset protection, lots of different things, worldwide real estate opportunities, stocks, bonds, and trading information. Just everything people need and want to know that isn't being let out into the mainstream media, those opportunities and information that are not available to the general public.
All right. Well, thank you ever so much. I appreciate you calling in, and we'll look into it.
Absolutely. And, thank you very much, Dr. Stan. Again, the listeners can go to globalinformationnetwork.com and use the invitation code GetIntoGen. Thank you.
God bless. Thank you.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Who else do we have calling?
Three.
Yes, who's this?
It's Dave in Missouri.
Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
No complaints at all. It's a long way from Johnstown to Missouri, but you must be listening on the Internet.
I used to live out there and back in 2002. That's when I got acquainted with your ministry, and I've been listening ever since.
Anyway, would you have a question or comment?
I've got a question. A few years ago, you had a guy on, Joe Schimmel.
Yeah.
And they sold their souls for rock and roll.
Right.
I was wondering if you could get him on a few of your programs.
Just yesterday I got a new DVD is put out, and we're going to be having him on all of our programs because Joe's one of my favorite people, they sold their souls for rock and roll is still one of the finest DVDs ever done. We have several other DVDs that he's put out about how Hollywood hates Christianity, and if you go to our website and you look at our list of items we carry, probably half a dozen of his DVDs, but he has a brand new one, and he will be coming out of the program.
Well, that is great. I'll be looking forward to that.
Thank you for listening, and thanks for calling.
Thank you for all your work, Doctor. I pray for you. God bless you.
Thanks, and I appreciate your prayers, too. Because something's keeping us going. I don't know why we've...
take care. God bless you.
But I'm sure glad we have, and I really believe it is the prayers from people all across America. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. We got about 5 minutes, so if you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. Don't be bashful. We started talking about how they were poisoning our food, certainly aspartame, bisphenol, which is a poison that they use in plastics, and so that all of our children, if they are feed from a, if they're bottle fed, then you eat the plastic. Why, they get a shot of estrogen, which is one reason why so many of our girls, suddenly will go through premature medically, and why many of our boys are effeminate. And then, of course, it's in the tin cans, it lines the tin cans. And many of the countries have actually outlawed bisphenol here in the United States. They don't even allow it to be mentioned, except in perhaps some website to deal with health and health products. And then all the chemicals that we're getting in our food, and how they add the coloring. I mean, this is not good for us. The things in the environment to change odor. These are chemicals, many of them are harmful. Certainly the chemicals that they spray onto our food, the insecticides and pesticides that they spray, we absorb them. The Roundup, most people will have Roundup in their blood. And, of course, this is a serious poison. Dioxin, this is Agent Orange, and it's around us all the time, and they're poisonous. And then the danger of drinking milk that is actually comes from cows that have been given the recombinant bovine growth hormone. This increases the incidence of both prostatic cancer in men and breast cancer in women. All of this is on the Internet, fortunately, and you can check out and prove me wrong. Well, we wouldn't say if it was wrong. We want to check it out and find it really is true. Who's calling in?
Daniel, I'm calling from Reed Ridge, and I just wanted to make one comment when the lady before mentioned about Kevin Trudeau.
Yes.
And I thought people should be cautious and check him out, because a naturopathic doctor I went to said to be really cautious with him, because when some friends of his, another doctor friend of his who had sent in information about herbs and stuff, and he had stuff that was used for taking care of cancer, had sent the information to Kevin Trudeau, then soon after that some federal agents came in and raided his place and put it down and had him sent to prison because he was using the herb for cancer. And he said to be cautious because Kevin Trudeau would get people to send in all the right information about herbs, but then they were making lists of everybody for the federal agents. So he said to be really cautious about Kevin Trudeau. So,
I wonder why the federal government's coming in to shut people down who are using alternative treatments for cancer. You know, the federal government has a war on cancer, and ever since they started the war on cancer, we have more cancer. Why is that? We're out of time. Thanks for calling, folks.
Seven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver. silver.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
Well, Doug, and our opponent went to the break by somebody called in and said, be careful of Kevin Trudeau. Well, I have read his material. I haven't studied it, and I can't vouch for all of it, but I can vouch for one thing, and that is the government is suppressing effective treatments for cancer. And if those of you who haven't heard our four-tape set or four-CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians, need to get it, along with a transcript where Dr. Richard Day is quoted as having said back in 1969, talk about the Order, a secret society. He was part of it, and he said, we have treatments for cancer, and we're keeping them locked up in the basement of the Rockefeller Foundation. Now, we do have an excellent DVD. It's called Cancer Forbidden Cures. We have an excellent four tape set called Cancer, or Why Do We Still Have Cancer? Why? It's because they're suppressing treatments for cancer. They're actively suppressing it. Now, let's imagine that herbs don't do any good, but then so many of the medication that will cost $100,000 a year to treat cancer don't do any good either. Yes, the treatments, chemotherapy and radiation, are excellent for Hodgkin's disease, leukemia, lymphoma. They've been dramatic in helping it. But as far as the hard tumors are concerned, you look statistically, and most of the chemotherapy does absolutely no good. But they shut down the herbs because they don't do any good. And they allow people to spend their hard-earned savings on treatments that they know are not going to cure the patient. It may prolong life for a few weeks, a few months, and that's all. So the DVD, Cancer Forbidden Cures, the four-CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians, and our four-tape set, Why Do We Still Have Cancer? Will answer many of your questions. And then, of course, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We're entering into very, very difficult times financially and spiritually. I believe God is going to withdraw his protection from this country. This nation is turned against God. We have taken God out of our schools and prayer out of our schools and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. And certainly the majority of children born to young women, 21 to 31, are born out of wedlock today. And we have 25% of our ministers who are into pornography. Half of our Christian marriages end in divorce. In fact, more Christian marriages end in divorce than non-Christian marriages. They've forgotten the message of Christianity. They've changed the music and the message of our churches. You need to get this great book we're carrying, The Secret of the Lord, by Pastor Chuck Crismeyer. The Secret of the Lord, and we think it's vitally important, and course, Chuck, incidentally, is up on the satellite. On iSatellite, you can actually go to my website, RadioLiberty.com. Go to the section on the live feed, and part of the time you can listen to Chuck Christmeyer. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. If you can help us financially, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, stay the first time.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects.